This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in to the Full Time Report. It is Abe Gordon. It is Joe Patrick back in the Kia Studios. We got Dom Trotsky hanging out with us as well. And that was
experiential
decision day, Joe Patrick.
Oh my gosh.
That game gave you a little bit of everything. There was a lot of hope. There was, for a moment, a lot of despair.
Yeah.
For a moment.
There was some sweaty butts, you know, in those last few minutes, just trying to see this thing out. Or actually listening to it. I mean, we're listening to the game. We're watching it on our monitors, but we're hearing the action, you know, that's on, you know, what, 20 seconds ahead or whatever. So just hanging on Mike and Jason's every word. And man, what a, that's kind of,
it was a swing. It was the ups and downs of a season all parlayed into 90 minutes or what eventually turned into about 98 minutes there of action. And again, you're not following just us. Atlanta United took care of its business, got the help it needed, and that didn't look good early on either. But thanks to Charlotte, thanks to Cincinnati, Atlanta United with a win on the road against Orlando City. Against all odds, is going to the playoffs.
Talk about against all odds. I mean, this team had only scored 4 goals in the first 30 minutes of games all year long. They scored 2 in the first 30 minutes tonight. And what we were talking about, we were saying you don't want to give the game away in those opening minutes. You can't kind of expect yourself, especially with the way they performed early in games, that you were actually going to go out and have that fast start. Well, they got the best start they've had by a country mile so far this year.
Yeah,
in the most important game.
And they settled in. They took their lead. They had an opportunity to increase it. That was denied at one point. And we'll get through all of that as we get into the highlights as well. I do want to do a quick statistical recap because it is brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Now, I'm going to read these stats, but I think based on the points you just brought up, I think you'll understand why some of them skew so heavily in favor of Montreal. And Atlanta United scored 2 goals early on, right? You 16 minutes in, you're up 2-0, and you kind of let Orlando City play with this game. Orlando City had 67% of the possession. They outshot you 20-7. A lot of that from distance. Mm-hmm. They outshot you on target. Shots on goal 8-4. They actually had a higher XG, 1.92 to 1.64, but ultimately, what actually matters is that Atlanta United did find themselves in a 2-0 lead after 16 minutes. And from there, they were just trying to see the game out. It got a little dicey when just before halftime, Orlando City was able to find an equalizer. But at the end of the day, and I was talking with Mike Conti earlier this week. I said, man, if they can just handle their business, I just got a feeling the other results will work out. Yeah. Everything was going against them, right? All the other teams are at home. You're on the road. One of the other teams had nothing to play for, and it just there were things that worked against you, but some way Rob Valentino, Atlanta United finds their way into the postseason.
And as you were saying, I mean, to your point, Abe, I mean, like, it wasn't even actually that close in terms of the results that they needed going their way. Midway through the second half, it was pretty much locked in that all that Atlanta United needed to do was win that game.
It took a while for Charlotte to find one. They finally found one, and then they found a second one. Yeah. You felt good. You know, when Cincinnati went up 2-1, against Philly, because even at that point you could have taken a Philly draw,
right,
and you'd
right.
have been fine there. So you had two goals of room,
two goal cushion, yeah,
except for in your own game,
right.
And you had to hold on to the one goal lead that you had for a moment. You didn't even do that.
Exactly. This game at one point, yeah, it was tied and then back to 2-1 after a. I wouldn't say it's necessarily controversial handball. I mean, it was pretty standard. It's unfortunate for the Orlando guy, but it is clearly
they're in the playoffs. Who cares about them?
I'm just saying, if there are people complaining about it, I mean, it's just by the book, it is a clear handball.
I'll tell you who's complaining. Philly or
or
DC or whoever would have been in. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't look at what's behind us in the standings.
It's kind of crazy that those teams are actually behind Atlanta come the end of the regular season based on the way that Atlanta United has played, frankly, against those teams in particular at times this year. And the fact that Atlanta United, 2 games ago, was staring down the barrel of having maybe its worst finish in the overall MLS table in their history. And then you win 2 games in a row to end the season and you're in the playoffs. That's MLS.
Just to recap, Montreal is at 8, Atlanta's at 9, DC finishes at 10. Orlando, who just chilled out today, finished at 11. Philly fell all the way down to number 12 in that one. Before we hit our first break, and before we check in with any audio from Rob Valentino, we do need to get a man of the match and update our season-long standings. Who do we have for today?
I'm going with Brad Guzan. Brad Guzan gets the man of the match, which I don't know. Maybe that's chalky. I don't know. Maybe it's sentimental. I don't know. But I feel great for him as a guy who, you know, who knows what his future holds as a player kind of coming to the end of his career, but came up so huge in this game. Like you mentioned, some of the XG stats and the amount of shots he was facing, especially in the end of that game. I mean, you're kind of under the cosh, so to speak, and he's just making save after save. Made a really important save early in the game as well.
Let's check in to Inter and Coast Stadium with Atlanta United interim manager Rob Valentino.
Vindicated, but what do you feel right now?
Joy. I feel really proud. There's a lot of emotion. I feel a lot of joy for the people, the players, the staff, the people at the club that have had a tough year. I don't know if this vindicates it, but it just shows that you can do anything if you just keep showing up and just keep showing up, keep doing your work, stay resilient, stay persistent, and things went our way. I believed in this group that we could get in even at the end. It's really difficult circumstances, and when people write you off, it feels even better, I feel like. But at the same time, like, I told them in there, and Brad echoed it before I even did, is that now you get yourself in, now you have to go improve yourself really again. So Tuesday night in Montreal, and that's where the next focus has to go. So it's short-lived for sure, but you know what, I always take the joy out of things, and I want to make sure I don't forget this moment, because it was for the people I do it with and the players, it was sweet.
You had told us on Thursday that you weren't going to be scoreboard watching, everything depended upon y'all's result, but it seemed like you were doing some scoreboard watching. I was curious who was doing that, and when did you know how the other results were going?
Yeah, I lied, didn't I? that was my focus, and then as it got to a point where we obviously made the decisions we made, so we had no more substitutions, and we were winning the game, so it's, again, just about winning the game at that point, same focus. But then I felt like I just felt like I needed to know, is it something else I can give them as an extra nudge? And we had people that obviously are on headsets that are watching it, and there's enough people that we got the message that we were winning. They kept it from me. And then I asked, I said, I want to know. So at that point, it was probably the most stressful 6 minutes or whatever it was in my life. But
oh, so you weren't told that Charlotte had taken a lead on?
Not for a while.
Okay.
Not until like 89th, 90th minute.
Okay.
Just didn't ask because, I can't tell you the time, but it was whatever it was eternity.
And then, you know, this season y'all have had a lot of bad breaks. You've given up leads late in game. McGuire scores 2-2. You drop back below the line for a few seconds. I was curious what you were thinking, what you were feeling as the referee announcer was going to be your review. And then,
I mean, yeah, we have time to think as it's going. They're kind of telling us that they're going to look at it. They had just communicated about a handball that was the other way with us, and when we scored the second goal, I believe, they said if it has touched the hand anywhere, it has to come back. So when they did say they're looking at it, these guys said that it looked like it was handball. I thought it would come back. I was still pretty angry because, yeah, at the end, there's no time left to do anything, really. So, yeah, I was not happy. But then eventually it was – and I still wasn't happy when it got reversed. It was just about, like, just sticking together and just fighting them through it. So,
in that locker room, who are you happiest for?
All of them. The immediate staff, the trainers, the players, I'm happy for all of them. I mean, it's a pleasure to work with them every day. I said to the immediate staff before we went out, like, I want to enjoy it. I want to make sure that we all enjoy it. I would to thank them for all the work they've done. And I said, I don't think this is the end of us. So now we have to continue on. I've been really appreciative of their work that they have put in, the players, the staff, and I don't have enough words for them. Like, it's been an unreal experience. To see what the process is like, and we can, you know, stick to something like that over a course of a season and over time with additions or whatever. I feel like we got something special.
Switching to Montreal for a second, y'all lost 1-0 up there. It was not a good performance by y'all.
Thanks.
Well, no shots on goal, 3 chances. What needs to be different for y'all at Stotts and Poudre on Tuesday like you said, advance?
Yeah, if we keep 11 players on the field, then that's a good start. We'll move on to them now. I mean, we'll look at the video that when we had the last game, when we had played it back 5 the last time, then we changed that. So now we look at what we did against them at home. So there'll be things we have to adjust, but now it's about recovering and getting ourselves ready to go again.
Can you just talk a little bit about the Steon sub for Luis Abram? Just kind of what that just didn't seem normal.
Yeah, he was dealing with some tightness, and so it was communication. As Danny Rios was going on, there was communication on how he felt, and he was saying he felt tight. And as it was going, then that sub kind of got forced upon us in some ways. The Danny one, we were kind of waiting, and then all of a sudden there was miscommunication with that, and Danny got put on. So then I was looking at Steon, and he was trying to push through it, but at the same time, like, we couldn't risk if he can't move. Not about a tactical thing, really. It was just if he can't move and he's slow to step, then we'd be kicking ourselves and him as well. So he was cautious of that. So that was the decision behind it.
But hopefully something minor for Steon Gregerson. Would like to have him available. And the playoff schedule is very tight. Obviously, you're turning around almost immediately Tuesday night, and you have to go on the road. And I believe that first game with Miami would be Friday. Yeah. I think there's possibilities that's on Friday. And so you're turning around. We talked about match compression at other parts of this season.
And a lot of travel, too. You're going on the road to Montreal. Yeah. You're going on the road to Miami to start that series.
Essentially just a pit stop in Atlanta if you can, of course, beat Montreal in that one. You had mentioned Brad Guzan as man of the match before we heard from Rob Valentino. I just want to say Guzan and Saba tied for the team lead on this regular season, 5 man of the matches each. So he needed it tonight, or it would have been Saba's with the crown. I also want to say for Rob Valentino, and there's been criticisms, there's been praise at various times, more criticism than praise, I think, since he took over, but a job well done. And you could tell that he was a little emotional of what has happened the back couple of games here of the season. And there was a big stance of it was going to be tough to make the playoffs, to actually get there and qualify and do what you needed to do, then also get the help. A little bit emotional maybe for Rob Valentino, but I really can't really blame him for that either. I mean, this must mean a ton to still have some life.
Man, as someone who covers this team, and I talked to Rob, you know, not so much since Falcons season has started, but, you know, usually on a weekly basis. And, man, I just feel so happy for him because no one deserves it more. Despite what you may think about, you know, his tenure this season in the interim role, to get this team, to galvanize this team, again, for these last two games, to win on the road in Orlando, of all places, not only the team that's in the best form in MLS at this point in time, but also your, you know, rival, your one of your biggest rivals in MLS, to go down there and win, to get the, it just shows that the team has never lost belief in him and he's never lost this team, despite the results not going their way and all these kind of, the players have been in flux with the transfer window and all this. Man, I just am so happy for him that he gets this moment. And by the way, he played for Orlando City when they were a USL club. When they went up to MLS, they decided not to bring him on the roster. So I'm not saying that he holds bad feelings against Orlando City, but that's got to be a little bit of extra cherry
on
the
top. You don't have enough fake revenge games in college football. You got to bring it to the MLS now. The revenge factor, forgot him?
I'm not saying it's necessarily a revenge factor. I'm just saying I'm just a little leaning on the cake.
Leaning towards
just
it.
A little
icing
on the cake.
When we come back, we'll relive this game as best we can. We'll try and bring you the ups and downs. We'll hear the highlights, and we'll see if anyone else from Atlanta United takes to the podium as well. It's Abe Gordon. It's Joe Patrick. It's the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. The full-time report. Apparently music from the city of Orlando is not good. Just play Disney, man. Like, didn't we go through this once? Just play Disney. Make us all happy. You know what I'm talking
about? Play O-Town? You remember O-Town?
I mean, I do remember O-Town. I don't think I can name you a single song. Welcome back in.
It's O-Town. Is that from Orlando? Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Not a favorite of mine.
Welcome back.
Welcome back here to the full-time report. It's Joe Patrick there. I'm Abe Gordon here. And Atlanta United is going to celebrate on their plane ride home because they are in the postseason. It is
that would be a fun plane ride to be on.
It's a short plane ride. That's the unfortunate thing. This is one of like, you don't have a team in like Maine that we could fly down from?
Right.
We couldn't have gone to Toronto?
And these are soccer players, so they all have to eat and drink very healthily until their season is officially over.
Well, the other problem is they don't have a full week off. I mean, we have a couple of days. Like I've got the 10-mile run out here in the streets of Atlanta tomorrow.
Bragmore.
I'm just saying, you know. I can't go and have a bender and then expect my muscles to be good. Like they can't really get after it because they gotta, like you said, they can. Theon's already cramping up.
Right, Theon. I mean, hydrate. You basically recover as much as you can the next 2 days.
How does liquid IV dissolve into vodka? Because two birds, one stone situation. Look, This was a crazy game, and we're going to check it out here with the highlights. They're brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Look, they got help, right? They got help from Cincinnati. They got help from Charlotte. But they had to take care of their own business as well, did Atlanta United, to make it into the 9 spot in the Eastern Conference and head to Montreal. Here is how it sounded throughout the course of the game. It started out, and as Joe Patrick, one of his keys, was try and find a way to get on the scoreboard early. They did that real early, 7 minutes in, with Sabalobe Janice.
Wolf pivoting back along the near touchline and scooting it back to Fortune. Gives it right back to Wolf. Square to Saba, the left wing. Dribbles left corner of the 18. Domador back to Saba. Shot, score! In the 7th minute. Listen, all you all, it's a sabotage. And Atlanta United leads on decision day in Orlando.
A very sneaky assist from Pedro Amador as well. I want to credit him with that. A really nice touch to put Saba in on net. A bending shot to the far right side, low outside corner there, and around the goalie and bent in for Sabalobe Janice. And you and I kind of gave a look like when we were sitting here watching and we're 7 minutes, we're like, all right, like game on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, here we go.
It's like, this is real now.
and we'd already had one goal go against you in one of the other games. I think Montreal or Philly may have scored
early.
Yeah,
it was crazy. There was like all these goals that happened in the first 3 minutes of a bunch of games.
And so, but it was like game on. Like, you're in position and see how it plays out. And then Atlanta United, less than 10 minutes later, is able to double their lead.
Alexei goes long to the near post, and it's parried off the line, but let's read on score! TRA! It's 2-0 to Atlanta! The initial ball was flicked on and parried off the line by an off-balance Gillespie. The rebound is slammed home. Atlanta's got a 2-0 lead.
And you take that 2-0 lead almost to halftime, but you talked about it. Some things got a little tight at different points of this game, and it started in the 42nd minute when your lead was cut in half.
Orlando coming back the other way. Torres back the other way. At the top of the arc ahead to Thorolson, right side of the box. Dribbles to the end line. Cut back, cross, past everyone. It'll be run down at the far corner flag by Santos. Another cross at the near post. Header, score! And Orlando solves the puzzle and gets one back in the 42nd minute. It's Martin Ojeda.
Very tough angled header. It gets by Guz. Very acute touch on that one, the angle, of
acute,
course.
Acute, wow.
A very acute angle.
Yeah. But, I mean, frankly, Atlanta was, I don't want to say lucky, but they were under an extended period of threat from Orlando second half of that half.
And there was a moment in the second half where it looked like Atlanta United was maybe going to re-grab just a little bit of cushion. There is a penalty. We're talking like right off of the second half kick. There is a penalty given. Sabalobe Janice taken down. Yeah, it was right off the kick. Right, penalty given. Sabalobe Janice taken down in the penalty area, and Alexi Mironchuk steps up to the spot.
Action at the goal to our right. At the goal in the first minute of the second half. Mironchuk standing to the left of the ball. Hands on hips. He's up to it. He strikes it. And save! Gillespie! Rebound cleared over the far touchline out for an Atlanta throw.
Joe, I'm going to just, in all fairness and honesty, that was my first big moment of panic in this game. and I say that because I felt like that was your opportunity to bury Orlando City.
Yeah.
And when you didn't do it, they had already scored just before halftime, and you're just thinking, man, are they going to be able to hold 2-1 for what is essentially the entire half, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
That was your opportunity. That was the gift you were given to make it 2 goals again and to have that saved. And it was an okay PK kick. It was a very good save.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first little bit of panic for me.
Because usually you see teams can kind of put their heads down or just kind of, you know, lose their confidence a little bit when something like that happens on the back of giving up a goal late in that first half, which they would have been disappointed to do. So I agree with you. I mean, I've kind of, don't want to say I was expecting them to lose it from there, but you were just kind of worried that the worst was yet to come.
The other aspect of panic came in the 89th minute when it looked like Atlanta United was going to lose their spot in the playoffs.
Pitched into the near corner, trapped by Angulo. Here's his cross. Oh, it got all the way into the six. Shot, score! I don't believe it! It's Duncan McGuire.
It was a mess of an opportunity, complete pinball, and for a couple of minutes there, Orlando City had drawn level. Atlanta United was out of the playoffs. We're waiting to see what's going on, and the referee's touching his earpiece, doing his whole bit. They need to go check it out, and eventually he steps back onto the field.
He's been told to go take a look. Okay. He's taken his look.
He's walking away. What's the call? Handball! Handball! It's no goal! It is no goal! Atlanta gets a lifeline!
That was the moment, you know, I talked about missing the PK, Joe, and that was like, oh boy, it's going to be a real problem. When you get that goal overturned, it was a flip for me, where instead of worry, I had a lot of confidence. When they get that second life, if you want to call it that, and I'm not saying they were gifted it, it was the call.
Yeah.
But now you're in the 90th minute, still holding a 2-1 lead. The emotions for both teams are on display because Atlanta United gets the boost. They get the adrenaline pump because they're still ahead, whereas Orlando, they get that dump when they it just falls away from them.
Exactly, and you get that adrenaline bump right when, as you can see, the finish line ahead of you next to your competitor. So that just kind of gave them all the momentum they needed to finish it from there.
Atlanta United plays 8 more minutes of stoppage time, and here's how it sounded as Atlanta United moves on to the postseason.
There it is! There it is! Atlanta United is going to the playoffs!
Get the reservation ready at Poutineville. We'll see you in Montreal.
I have those priorities. Right. Those priorities.
Yeah, there's one thing on the mind.
Hey, Mike, do you have an extra game card? I didn't plan on that. No. We're not worried about prep right now. We're worried about the food in Montreal.
I do love Mike and Jason's calls, particularly when they're on the road, when something great happens for Atlanta United, because it's almost like a wrestling situation where they're like, you know, just kind of playing the heel almost in front of these fans. Especially Orlando fans. It was just glorious.
It was. What a game for Atlanta United. And again, they needed some help. They got some help. And look, I almost want to go back to your keys to the game. I deleted them from the document, but we have them printed out.
That's why you print them.
Just real quick, if I can't find them. I think they're turned over here. Here we go. Let's see. Don't concede in the first 15 minutes was your first key. They didn't. In fact, they scored twice.
Yeah, they flipped the script on that one.
Keep composure. And I think that's where this one is interesting. Keep composure, especially in the second half. They kept composure when they did not convert on their own penalty kick. I think they kept composure after that goal was overturned. I think you could have a second letdown in that moment. But they did find a way to see that one out. And then specifically, you said verticality, but more minutely, you said it's not going to be a game of possession, and it certainly wasn't for Atlanta United. They gave up a ton of possession. A lot of that was because of the 2-0 lead. Yeah. So you were spot on with your three keys.
Oh,
good job.
Thank you, Abe. Appreciate it.
The first time. Right? First time. Because Garrett misses left and right.
Blind squirrel,
you know what I mean?
Syndrome. Yeah.
No, a great job by you and great job by Atlanta United as well. When we come back here on the Full Time Report, more analysis of the victory today. And we'll also start to look ahead towards Montreal a little bit. We'll talk about what the Eastern Conference has shaped up to be. I got a props to Miami. I'll tell you on what in regards to that on the other side as well. It is the Full Time Report. He is Joe Patrick. I am Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It wasn't the Hunts.
I love this. I love
it. Was
this
Orlando City that Atlanta United got down to business and defeated? How old are you, Joe?
I'm 37.
So you and I are in the same. Now. You and I are in the same like Disney range.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what we grew up with.
I remember watching this movie when it first came out.
Yeah. Right? Of course. Milan? Yeah. Where did you phase out? Like
out of Disney movies?
In terms of that wasn't like a movie you watched as a kid. You may have stumbled upon it. You might like movies, but like
I don't quite understand what you're asking.
How was Mulan the cutoff? Was like that the last Disney movie?
No, I don't think so.
Hercules.
I was still going after that. Well, I don't know. Was Hercules next? I didn't watch Hercules. I started. You know what?
I feel like you're in the same line where it's like probably close to Mulan was the cutoff.
I feel like Mulan was one of the last like animated movies before Pixar came along and started dominating that kind of genre of kids movies and stuff. So then like the Toy Story, Bugs Life, all those came along.
Did you see the live action Mulan?
No, I didn't.
I enjoyed it. That's just me. Anyways, welcome back in to the full-time report. Enough movie and film talk. The only film that needs to be watched is a film on Montreal by Rob Valentino.
Ooh.
Figuring out how they have to...
That's why you're a pro, eh?
Thank you very much. How they have to turn things around. And they're going to be heading up to Montreal, and there's not a lot of time. The good news is they actually did play Montreal relatively recently, and so they've done a little bit of research and a little bit of work on Montreal not too long ago, and unfortunately that game did not play out the way they needed it to, but at least they put in the work. It's a team they're relatively familiar with from recent times, and they're going to Montreal because they clinch a playoff spot. How do they clinch a playoff spot? By jumping into the 9 spot in the Eastern Conference. Let's run down real quick, Joe, the standings. Right now.
Oh, I would love nothing more than to look at the standings now after,
you like it
after
now.
The season's concluded.
They've
been pretty rough for most of the season.
I'm looking right now. I'm searching, Joe. I don't see a little E by their name.
This Atlanta United season is like that Jamal Tiari goal that he scored against Toronto at the very end where he's just, the team's losing the entire game, and then he's swoops in and just scores the winning goal right as no time left.
No little E by their name, and that's a good thing. I mentioned I want to give props to Inter Miami. 74 points on the season. That is a new MLS single season record. They needed the win today to do it. How about this? They have 4 losses the whole year.
It almost like makes me mad.
Whole year.
To hear that.
They are 11-2-4 at home. They are 11-2-4 on the road. And remember, a lot of that was without Lionel Messi due to injury and other reasons. So Inter Miami is the 1 seed. Columbus and Cincinnati, the 2 Ohio squads, follow at number 2 and number 3. Orlando City, despite the loss today, because NYCFC also lost, stays at the 4. They're going to host Charlotte. Appreciate Charlotte for the job that they did today. They actually jumped NYCFC, and they're into the 5 spot. So it's NYCFC in 6, New York Red Bulls in 7. Sitting on 43 points, as we know, after a win today is Montreal. And right there, above that big, bold line, there's a line on the standings page, and Atlanta United in 9th is right above it.
You love to see it.
Just above it.
You love to see it.
They're sitting on 40 points. Also on 40 is DC United, and let's get into the specifics here. The first tiebreaker between Atlanta United and DC, I don't know which tiebreaker they win. Is there a head-to-head?
I believe there's a head-to-head, and it's wins. I think the first one is wins, which they have the same.
The wins
record.
They have the same. They each have 10 wins on the season. They split head-to-head, right, over the course of the season.
Yeah, they must.
They won here. We won there, if I recall. And then it comes down to goal differential. And Atlanta United's goal differential is -3 on the season. DC's, however, is -18.
Whoa. The goal differential comes into play to put Atlanta United in the playoffs. Who would have thought? Incredible.
Is there a thing?
Yeah.
Did I yell at you once for goal differential?
Yeah, you did.
I right?
No.
Probably. Probably. Because it's a 15 goals. Whatever I was yelling with you about, 15 goals.
Well, Atlanta United got in because they were 15
they
goals
did.
Better than DC United this year. So.
They did. Montreal, by the way, somehow slides in at number 8 with a -16 goal differential.
Mm. Yeah, and how about Philadelphia finishing 12th in the Eastern Conference with a +7 goal differential?
So that's what I was going to bring
that
up. You were talking about the standings earlier, and you were like, how about us being ahead of these teams? I'm like, the one that surprises me is Philly.
Yeah.
Because early in the season, like 5 or 6 games into the season, we were talking about, like, this is one of the 4 best teams in the Eastern. Now, we also kind of felt that way about Atlanta United at the time. So, like, how little we knew. But this was a very impressive performance There's no doubt about that.
Philadelphia scored 62 goals this year. That's third best in the Eastern Conference. I mean, and a plus seven goal diff. Like that is good enough to get in the playoffs almost certainly, but they just didn't win the games they needed
to. Well, maybe they can sit back and enjoy some Phillies postseason baseball. Oh, wait.
They've got nobody to blame but themselves. They could have gotten in with a win.
My bad. No, yeah, and that's absolutely right. If they had taken care of their business, Atlanta United could afford a Philly loss or the Philly draw. It was the L, and so that is that for them, and that is that for DC United, who also needed a better result. So Atlanta United marches on into the postseason. Look, there's a lot of questions that have to be answered by this Atlanta United squad over the course of the offseason, but it is being put off. Rob Valentino is around for at least one more game. Dax McCarty is here for at least one more game. All the other offseason decisions, whether players move on, whether they stay, whether there's all sorts of other decisions to be made. Right now, that's just being put on the back burner because Atlanta United is heading to Montreal on Tuesday. When we come back here on the Full Time Report, I'm going to ask Joe Patrick a couple questions about how we stop Joseph Martinez. That's been the big problem for Atlanta United in that game a couple of weeks ago. It continues to be a problem as Joseph scored at least one tonight as well. In 5 minutes, the Full Time Report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in 92.9 The Game. The Full Time Report. Atlanta United marches on into the postseason by beating Orlando City right there in Disney's backyard. How about that? And now they're going to have to head north of the border to face a Montreal team that, just at a quick glance here, in the month of September, Montreal was undefeated. They had three victories and one draw in September. They beat you to start October. They did not beat, who is this? Charlotte. And then today they turn around and beat New York City Football Club. So Montreal's on a little bit of a heater, and that's how they were able to step, after a rough August with three losses.
Yeah.
And then they turned it on in September and October. They made their way into the eighth spot in the playoffs, and they did a lot of that with Joseph Martinez kind of coming out from the shadows and becoming a threat again. Joseph had a goal tonight. Caden Clark had a goal and assist on Joseph's goal. So those two guys have really started to heat up, and Montreal is playing a little bit better as well. And so Atlanta United is going to have to go on the road again and figure out a way to find some points. And I guess the good news, if you want to call it that, is when you look at Atlanta United on the road, they've been okay.
Yeah,
it's not a debacle.
In what's been a very down year for the club, just generally speaking, with the win-loss record, on the road, they actually haven't been terrible, especially as of late. Really, in the second half of the season, They've been better on the road, which is, that portends well for them going into this one against Montreal, a team that they've had some problems with. Montreal beat them at home.
Joseph scored twice.
Yep, just a few weeks ago here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, taking vengeance on his old club. And then Montreal also beat Atlanta United in Montreal in July. So been a bit of a
And I think they were talking about that with Rob Valentino. If I recall, that was a game where there was a red card and Atlanta United was down.
May have been.
I think that's what he was referencing when the question was asked, like, hey, how do you beat Montreal and Stade Saputo? It was like, hey, yeah, having all 11 guys on the field would be a good start. So there may have been. I don't understand how Mike and Jason.
Yep, Steon had two yellows.
Yeah, and so I think they were. Was that a first half or was that
55th minute? So it was pretty early.
Yeah, had plenty of time for that to be a problem. So, well, we'll see. In Atlanta United, we'll see if Steon can even go. Obviously, he had to leave today with what they said was just kind of muscle tightness.
Yeah.
And that could be as simple as a cramp and drink some pickle juice and some water. You aware of the pickle juice thing?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah. You get that going, and maybe you're fine, or maybe it's something that you really have to watch. The other question is, I believe, and you could probably speak to this more, Mosquera with the knee injury sounds like he's probably done for the year.
Yeah, you probably can't rely on him. And, you know, hey, the team didn't have him tonight, and he's been a regular player for this team either as a starter or a sub, and, you know, they were able to get by tonight. By the way, so credit to Tyler Wolf there.
Well, I was going to ask you, let's hold that for a moment, because I do want to reset what happened tonight for Atlanta United. So keep your thoughts for a second. I want to hear from you what they did well, what worked for them tonight, and then also we'll talk just generally about how you and I took in the evening in terms of, that sounded weird, but that's all right. You know what I meant. Just in terms of the flow of things and the emotions. Hey, as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Moe's would like to say congratulations on a well-earned victory and a spot in the playoffs.
Let's go.
As promised, Atlanta United's two goals means tomorrow Moe's will be knocking $2 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when you win, we win. So get to Moe's and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $2 off a burrito or a bowl.
We're making money here.
And hey, Orlando City, since Moe's and Atlanta United are such good sports, your team is welcome to take advantage of this delicious deal too. And you know what? Just because I'm in a giving mood, let's extend that offer out to our friends at Charlotte FC and FC Cincinnati for so nice yeoman's work today as well.
Absolutely. They deserve it.
Only at participating Atlanta area most. There you go. When we come back, another look at exactly what went well for Atlanta United, how they were able to survive a raucous decision day across the MLS and find themselves in the 9 spot. That's coming back. He's Joe Patrick. I'm Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the full-time report. Atlanta United picks up a 2-1 victory at Orlando City, and they are heading into the postseason. A game time is now set Tuesday night, 7:30 Eastern time. The Five Stripes countdown will start, I would assume, I don't want to speak for Mike Conley, I don't make the programming decisions. I would assume that we will have the full-time report on Tuesday at 6:30 with the game kicking off shortly after at 7:30. So we do have a game time there. Well, that's something we'll talk about on Tuesday, though. But before we do that, before we wrap things up here on the full-time report, Joe Patrick is with me. I'm Abe Gordon. And look, this was a situation that you had to manage. You had to manage the emotions. You had to manage the game itself, obviously.
Yep.
Scoring two goals early helps you do that, but you're still dealing with, and I don't, whether Rob Valentino knew it or not, there are ways that the players find out what's going on in other games, other scores, stuff like that. And they had to manage from every aspect, and they did. They picked up the win. They got the help they needed, and they are into the postseason. It's been an interesting season, a season of growth. A season where we've seen guys really step up in situations you maybe didn't expect. I think Pedro Amador has been outstanding
ever since
Caleb Wiley left, and then at the time Ronaldo Hernandez had gotten hurt. Jay Fortune has come in and has been a mainstay in the midfield to the point where at first it was like he's in there because guys are hurt, and now it's like, we can't take him out of this game.
He's better than Tristan Mbeumo.
There's been a lot of performances like that, and even in the past two of the last three games with the season on the line, it's come down to Tyler Wolf up top in the left. And so big moments for different people throughout the season.
Yeah, the two goals that they scored early on clearly put them in kind of the posture that you want to be in that kind of game, where you can then absorb the pressure and kind of stay solid. But it still takes a composed group of players out there to do it, and a well-trained group of players to do it. So credit to Rob Valentino and the staff on the training part. With all these guys knowing their roles and knowing exactly what to do, I was impressed, Abe, with not only were they solid, but they continued to break out of their kind of defensive structure and create chances for themselves on the break. They obviously weren't scoring after those first two, but they were still creating that threat for that Orlando had to deal with. And you just mentioned them both, but I just want to especially shout out amongst the players. You know, we've talked about some of the old guys who they deserve their love, Brad Guzan, Dax McCarty, those guys. But for Jay Fortune, a young player, homegrown, Tyler Wolf, the same. For them to step up in that moment when the season is on the line and put in the performance they did, I thought Tyler Wolf was instrumental in the first goal that Atlanta United scored. He wasn't involved in the actual offensive part of the play, but he did some really good work to help win the ball back to get it to Saba, who then went forward and created the goal. So just really want to shout out those two guys. Guys, especially Tyler Wolf, you know, he's like, he hasn't played many minutes this year. He's been very, you know, occasionally used as a sub, and I don't even know how many games he started, but to step into this moment and be able to have that kind of performance that helped the team so much, you can't say enough about him. But just all the guys, I mean, I know Jason and Mike were saying it during the broadcast. It's kind of, you almost feel bad trying to pinpoint one guy here, one guy there, because just everybody just played really solid tonight, and that's what you needed.
It was a total team effort. I do want to continually pinpoint Brad Guzan just in general. I know you gave him the man of the match. It has been an outstanding season for Guz. Really his best season individually since like the heart of his prime. Yeah. I mean, he has come back from the injury, and he was maybe a step slow last year, and you know how it is with those injuries a year after the return and all that stuff. He has had an outstanding year. He was integral early on in holding Atlanta United, even having a lead to begin with. The first big chance came, believe it or not, from Orlando City. Big save from Guz, and that, maybe that was a moment that kind of fired up. You saw how fired up he was going behind the goal, flexing, doing his thing. I would tear a peck if I tried to flex that hard. But doing his thing, that may have been the moment that fired up Atlanta United. A couple of minutes later, Saba finds the goal. After that, Jamal Tiare finds a goal, and you're 2-0 off and running, hoping for some help that you got. Again, thank you to FC Cincinnati. They beat Philly 2-1. Thank you to Charlotte, who take care of DC United. Those two results, combined with Atlanta United's 2-1 victory over Orlando City, despite Montreal picking up a win and securing eighth spot, does see Atlanta United into the playoffs, and it will see Atlanta United fly up to Montreal on Tuesday night. Again, kickoff is set for 7:30. The Five Stripes countdown will be at 6:30. Safe travels back from Orlando City to Mike, Jason, and the entire team. I hope it's a fun and joyous flight. I imagine it will be. I want to thank Dom Chorosky for the work that he's done here tonight. As always, a pleasure to chat a little footy with you, Joe Patrick.
Great being here, Abe. I always appreciate being on the show.
I'll never forget where I was the night Atlanta United slid into the 9 seed.
That's right. Exactly.
It's a memory I'll always have.
The three of us have this moment.
that is going to do it here for the full-time report. Again, we will see you on Tuesday night as Atlanta United has qualified for the MLS postseason. I cannot believe we're saying that, but here we are. 6:30 with the Five Stripes countdown. Thanks so much for listening. Until then, hope you guys have an enjoyable remainder of the weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There it is! Atlanta United is going to the playoffs!
Get the reservation ready at Poutineville. We'll see you in Montreal.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.